Okay, let's get back to Hanukkah. Yesterday we were learning that men and women are equally obligated. The custom is that women don't light if the husband lights, or the girls don't light if the father lights. But when they live alone, then they have to have an obligation to light the Hanukkah candles wherever they are. Okay, now, the candles itself, the best thing to use, like we said, is olive oil, because olive oil was used in the Beis HaMikdash. Our custom is that like we learned yesterday, we use olive oil, but the shamus that you light all the other candles with should be from beeswax. Now, again, we learned, so what happens hypothetically, let's say on the fourth night of Hanukkah, you only have enough oil to light the proper amount of time in one, and then if you have the leftover oil, you're only going to be able to put a little bit into the other three. But that's better because, again, the mitzvah is with one candle. As long as the one candle burns the proper amount of time, it's fine. Also, the wicks... Okay, oh, now there's a very important din because a lot of these fancy menorahs that they sell today, the candle ones, are really questionably kosher because the candles have to be on one level. You know, these designs that you have one candle up, one candle down, they're not kosher for Hanukkah because the candles, the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, they have to be, number one, on one level. They cannot be semicircular. You can't put a menorah on a semicircular. The eight of them, let's say, the menorah is in a semicircle. Why? Because when somebody looks at the menorah, you have to see exactly how many candles it is to know which night it is. So therefore, the candles have to be, you know, one shouldn't be higher than the next. And they should be all on the same level. One second. And that, what?
For Shabbos, you can have it.
Yeah, Shabbos doesn't matter. You say Hanukkah. Because Shabbos, you have light. What's the difference? But Hanukkah, you have to know which night of Hanukkah it is. Also, if the candles get too close together, what happens, they melt each other up and turn into one big flame. You have to be careful. Because a lot of times when you use these simple candles that they sell in the boxes or whatever, they barely burn the proper amount of time. So the best thing is to get a little bit, especially for Shabbos, like we'll soon learn.
You put them in the freezer.
I know. You put them in the freezer, it lasts a little bit longer. Not that much longer, though.
5 minutes.
Okay. It's possible.
Oil. Simple answer. Purchase your stuff from Kabbalah.
That's right.
Now, any wick technically is kosher. Today, everything is already self-made, disposable. You can just get it, you know. But the wick should preferably be from cotton. Even though, halachically, any material would be good for a wick, but it preferably should be cotton.
Not to bring you back on the question, you said the shamas. So we use a beeswax candle, should be placed separate, like if you have the eight things proper. Put the beeswax where the shamas would go, or light with a beeswax, an oil shamas.
No. Our custom is we don't use an oil shamas.
You
no.
We
put, take it out, you put the beeswax shamas where the shamas oil would be.
And every night it would be.
Right. And it says in Halacha that the shamas should be higher than the other candles. Shamas should be a little higher candles, because there's a pasuk that says, Srafim emdim mimaloi. The Srafim, the Malachim called Srafim, stand above. Loi means the Malachim that are called the Ephanim. Now Srafim, besides being the angels called Srafim, Srafim also means the word Srefa, meaning the one that lights. Mimaloi, above the Loi. Now Loi is Lamed Vav, which is 36. Now if you have the Hanukkah candles excluding the Shamas, is 36. With the shamus is 44. Therefore, they sell boxes of 44. But the actual menorah itself, the candles, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus, equals 36. So therefore, because the pasuk says, Srafim aimdim, the Srafim, mean the one that you light with, is mimaloi, above the lamed vav, so therefore it's brought down in Tzvarim that the shamus should be higher than the, that's only preferable. If it wasn't, it's still kosher. Now there's another argument, again, today's disposable things, it's not relevant, but there's a very relevant din over here. The oil that you put into the menorah to burn and the wicks, you're not allowed to throw out after Hanukkah. Unless, if you make a condition before you light them, that I'm not making them holy. Because once they're designated for the mitzvah, okay, today, again, these disposable things, generally they burn all the way down to the bottom. But even then, the question is, you'd have to burn the wick in a separate fire. Make a fire and burn the leftover oil in the wick. So the best thing, Halacha says, practically speaking, before you light, you have in mind that this oil that I'm using in the menorah is not holy, and then meaning I can throw it out after the candles go out and can just dispose of it. The oil that's left in the bottle for sure is not an issue because it wasn't put into the menorah. The oil and the wicks that were put in the menorah, the best thing is to make a condition that you're planning to throw them out. Another interesting din like this. There's machlekes in Halacha. Should you use new wicks every night? Or should you use this? Again, today it's irrelevant, basically, because all these things are... But I'm saying, years ago, when you used to make your own wicks, so the question is, should you use the new wicks? Every night use new wicks? Or should you use the older wicks? Now, what's the issue? In the Beis Hamikdash, every night they used new wicks. So therefore, if we're doing it in commemoration of the Beis Hamikdash, you should use new wicks. Other poskim hold that, no, in the contrary, the old wicks burn better than the new wicks. But here you have an interesting din. If I use, let's say the first night I use one wick, yeah? And now for the second night I want to use the same wick. That wick has to be used for the new candle. I can't use it for the old candle. If I'm using the one from the second night for the third night, that wick of the second night has to be used for the third one. Why? Why? It's a halachic reason. There's a rule in halacha, Mailim Bakaidish Valay Meridin. You go up in Kedusha, you don't go down. That's what Beis Hillel says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because you go up in Kedusha. Now, the mitzvah of Hanukkah is one candle. Remember, the Mahadrin is every person lights from Mahadrin Minim, but the mitzvah of Hanukkah, not the Minig, not the Hidur. The mitzvah of Hanukkah is one candle.
Each night.
Right. That means, though, when I light on the first night, I lit that one wick. That wick was used for the mitzvah, for the actual mitzvah, not for the beautification of the mitzvah. Now, if I'm going to use it on the second night for the old one, the first one, then I'm going down from the actual mitzvah to only the beautification of the mitzvah, the hiddur of the mitzvah. So at least I have to use that wick, the old wick, I have to use it for the new one.
But if you go all the way, you won't be able, you won't last all the way.
Okay, so it won't last, so then you put new ones in. But I'm saying if you're using the old ones, Halacha says you have to use the old ones for the first candle you're going to be lighting. Because how do we light the menorah? We light it from left to right. Which, by the way, itself is an argument in poskim. But the most customs, including our custom, is you light from left to right. So the first one you light, that's the mitzvah candle. Everything else is the hiddur. So that you have to have in mind. What? What? Yeah.
You're saying you have to use it for the mitzvah of the night.
I'm saying if you're planning to use it again, you have to use it for the next, for the first one you're going to be.
If you just use it for any reason, if you don't use it for a mitzvah, the mitzvah candle of the night, quote unquote, you're still using it for a mitzvah.
No, it's not. It's the same, not the same level of a mitzvah. This is the actual mitzvah that you're fulfilling your obligation. This is only hidden mitzvah. It's only the beautifying the mitzvah. No. Listen, if somebody by mistake used the old wick for the old one, it's good. But in Inyan, you're not fulfilling the concept of going up in Kedusha rather than going down. What's the problem?
On the third night, you like the third night first and the second night first.
Right. Yeah, you go backwards.
Yeah, I was just thinking, is it your left or my left?
So that is
when you look at the menorah that you are lighting,
I get it.
You look at the menorah, say hi, and then you light the one on the left first. Now, the candles I put in, you don't have to put them that way. But you put in the candles, the first night is on the right one, then the second one. But the lighting, you go the other way. Okay? But it's the way you look at the candle, at the menorah, the way you're looking at it, not from everybody else's angle. You know what I mean? Okay. Now, ideally, it says in Halacha, to beautify a mitzvah, ideally, somebody should have a beautiful menorah. A beautiful menorah about from silver or gold. Some people have menorahs out of gold, very expensive. But if you have a beautiful menorah of silver, it's called hidden mitzvah. You're beautifying the mitzvah, you're making the mitzvah nicer. So that's what the bus can bring down. That's the proper way of doing it. Okay, the leftover stuff we said. Now, where do you put the candles? Where do you put the menorah? Okay, so there's a lot of different cuts. We said already, in the time of the Gemara, they didn't light it even in the houses. They didn't even light it on the door outside the house. The way it used to work in the time of the Gemara, and even now, if you go to Europe, you'll see a lot of places like this. You have a public street. Off the street, there's a door into a courtyard. Okay, the courtyard has, let's say, 10 houses around. Okay? So you walk from the street into the courtyard, and then you walk into your house. In the time of the Gemara, when the Gemara says you light it al Pesach Beisim Mibachutz, what the Gemara means is not on the door of your house facing the courtyard. You light it at the door of the courtyard near the street, that the people in the street, when they walk by, should see the menorah. Nowadays, we don't do that because of the sakana or other reasons, whatever the Gemara says, the B'shas says sakana, you just put it inside the house. So some people, one second, some sakana, yeah. Then there was a decree by the Greeks that you can't, the Romans, that you can't light the menorah.
Outside.
No, b'chal, you can't light the menorah. So they did it in the house where they couldn't, wouldn't be caught. Or another thing, if you live in places where the weather is cold and snowy and wind and cold and windy, so you can't light it outside anyway because it's going to blow out. So then it's another problem. But so some people put it into a window. They light in the window. Why? Again, that the people in the street should see it. In Chabad, the custom is we don't put it in the window. We put it in a doorway opposite the mezuzah. In fact, there's an argument to the Gemara. Do you put the Hanukkah menorah, if you're lighting it inside, do you put it on the right side of the door or on the left side of the door? So one opinion says you put the Hanukkah menorah on the same side like the mezuzah because right is more important than left. The other opinion says no, you put it on the left side because then you have a mezuzah on the right and Hanukkah on the left, so you're surrounded with mitzvahs and the Gemara rules, that's the halacha. The halacha is you put the Hanukkah menorah on the left side in order to be surrounded by mitzvahs. But therefore you find an interesting halacha. What happens if you go away for Hanukkah pre-COVID? You go away for Hanukkah because your schools are off and you rent an Airbnb or you're in a hotel room and you're going to light the menorah. There's no mezuzah there because not your house. You're not there 30 days. You don't have a mezuzah. What side of the doorway do you put the menorah? So Poskim right, then you put the menorah on the right side of the door. Why? The whole reason the Gemara says you put it on, really you should put it on the right because right is more important. The only reason you put it on the left is then you surround it with mitzvahs, right, mezuzah, and left Hanukkah. But if there's no mezuzah, you put it on the right side because right is more important than left.
The front main door?
You don't have to put it on your front door. Some people put it where they eat, the room where they eat. Let me tell you something. If you have kids in the house, you put it in the safest place. Safest place, safety first. You know, a lot of times you have a bunch of little kids running around and you're going to put it in the doorway, especially if you put it up to a certain height. You might have 4 heart attacks, God forbid, that night when the kids are doing who knows what. So obviously, then you have to deal with safety first. You have to put it in a place of safety.
You got mezuzot all over.
What?
You got mezuzot all over the place. This door, that door, that door, this door.
No, you put in the doorway.
There are so many doorways.
Main door.
You take any door you want. Okay? Dining room door, kitchen door, let's say. In that doorway, there's one mezuzah.
Right.
So you put it on the opposite side of the mezuzah. You don't light in every doorway.